Amit Dalad, Amit Beis.
Gufe.
Gufe, Amar Rav. Ein Meinem Chamin B'Shemen. Yagabe Makim B'Shabbos.
This was the memory we had already before, that Rav holds that one is permitted to put Chamin B'Shemen in a space we said it's speaking about Mu'uravim Yachat. So even though it is Nikya, that is L'Shem Refuah V'Aistoyis, for some reason, Rav was matter. In Meinen Chamim V'Shemen Me'algabe Makeh B'Shabbetz, U'Shmuel Omar Noisem Chutz L'Makeh V'Shoises V'Yoyret. That Noisem Chutz L'Makeh V'Shoises V'Yoyret. So Shmuel, we'll see in Rashi soon, that Shmuel holds that it is also as the Gzeir of Shrika Samamonim, it's Nire L'Rafuah, K'Rafuah, but if it is put Chutz L'Makeh, so Memele, since the pu'ula that he is doing can zichen not be a pu'ula of refuah, because there's no makeh there, so Memele, this is permissible. And later, that would it chases v'yoyred mitzad atzmoi, that doesn't go into the gzeir of shrikas samamoni. Meisvei, we learned in Abaraisa, ein noisnin shemen v'chamin al gabi moich litain al gabi make b'shabbos. One is not permitted to put shemen v'chamin on a moich, with the intent, ladies, and to put this moich al gabi make b'shabbos. So the Gemara held that the reason is because it's nire kirefuah, so it's a raya tishmu. So the Gemara answers, hosom mishum schite. Now, when we have a moich involved, so when the moich will be put al gabi yamake, so he'll be seichet the moich, so it is also als schite. The mochere, the schite is mitzad the mayim sheboi de ziche schite, if that is malabin. Mochere, we once said the Rambam Shita that Shemin is also Malabin. By Saris, the Rambam says that Shemin is Malabin. But then L'chayre either could be as the Issa of Dosh, that L'chayre wants to squeeze it out. L'chayre, that should also be an Issa. Anyway, so that's what Rav says, that it's not Muchach that the Issa is Miteiris Refuah, and as Miteiris Chita. Toshema, ein noisnin chamin v'shemen al gabi moich she'al gabi make v'shabbos. Here we're speaking about that he's not going to put a saturated moich on the make, though the moich is already on the make, and he's pouring this on the moich. Some of the Gemara and the Avamina held, here the only issa could be an issa of the fuet, not an issa of schite. The Gemara says, no, osam nami mishum schite. Here, even though he doesn't have to be metaltal the moich, but it still might come lidei schite. Tanye kevosei de Shmuel. Ein noisnin chamin v'shemen al gabi make b'shabbis, avu noisnin chutz l'make, v'shoises v'yoyred l'make. Let us see Rashi. Ein noisnin, Kosalke daitoch, gezeira mishum shrike samamonim. This is the Gemara Rashi is explaining now the beraisa that says ein noisnen shemen v'chamen al gabi moich. So kosalke daitoch gezeira mishum shrike samamonim kishmu. Like Shmuel holds. V'taimei mishum hochiyu. Behind the comma, how do we know that is pshat in Shmuel? Behindu de kamar avu noisin chutz lemake. From Shmuel we see that the time is al shchikas amamonim. Even though Shmuel didn't say anything. Shmuel said noisin chutz lemake v'shoises v'yered lemake. So al kochof akert from that what Shmuel did say, we see the time isa. The time may mishum hochiu. Behindu de kamar avu noisin chutz lemake. Why the lemuch chemilsa the refuah? So from Shmuel we see that the Tamid is also Zalz Refuah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbonon, Noisnin al gabi amake moich yovesh usfug yovesh avoloi gemi yovesh veloi ksisin yovesh. Fragt die Gemara, kashe ksisin a ksisin. That means ksisin is pieces of material, and that is amoich. Amoich is also a piece of material. So the Reisha says it is permissible, and the Sefer says that it is also. So the Gemara, loy kashe, ho bechadeti, ho ba'atiki. Amar Abayish mamino, hani ksisin mosu. Zot Rashi azoi. Moich yovesh usvug yovesh, which is muta. The lav lerefuhi. Elo shlo yisretu begodem akoshem akosoi. So that's why it is also. So that's not a refuah. That's only to prevent it shouldn't get irritated. Avoloi ksisim yoveshim. Chatichois. So chatichois begodem dakois. Mishum demosu, this is also because it is merape. The gozru mishum shrika samon. Kashe ksisin aksisin. Reishe shori moich yodesh. Tahainu ksisim. Veseifa osa ksisim. So the Gemara answers as follows. Chadeti chadoshim shloihoyu agabi make me oilom masu. Atiku loi masu. Rashi says that chadeti are osur. It's like going shaloi kesidron. That the Sefer is speaking about chadeti which never were anamake, and that is merape. Hobatiki shmatas which were already anamake are not merape anymore. That's how Rashi learns. The Rif says fakert. That Atiki is Merape, and Chadeti is not Merape. And the Rosh wants to make a Kugel. The Rosh wants to say that could be Rashi is also Moide to the Rif. That Be'emesin only, we pass like this in Shulchan Aruch, that Be'emesin only Begodim Yeshonim are Merape. Begodim Chadoshim are not Merape. Now, in Begodim Yeshonim, there were Begodim, which were never used, they were worn, but they were never used, letzayrich refuah. So that is bekoyach lerapes. And there are begodim, which were already used, letzayrich refuah. So they are not merape anymore. That's how the Rosh wants to say. Achi garsinin, shmami no, haniksisin, masu. That begot Amar Abaye Shmami no haniksisim masu. The Chodesh Aviv says you shouldn't say that the iser is out a different reason. Maybe he might come and cut it. It'll be either out mechate or out tzeveya. Forget the iser is because this alone is merab. Zot the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah. Sofik va'androgynis ein machalin olav es ha-shabbos. Rashi yitzet pshat sofik kigoyin sofik ben ches chadoshim sofik ben tes tuhu ke'evin ba'alme ve'in miloso idoich ha-shabbos. Sofik a ben ches has a din of an evin. We'll have later in the Gemara it says a din of mukze, but there's no mitzvah smile on a ben ches. Rav Yehuda mater v'androgynis, and with the Tanakhama says you're not mal on androgynis b'Shabbos. So in the time of Rav Yehuda, this Rabbi mikroi kede meforish b'gmore lekamo. So let us see the Gemara. Sofik v'androgynis, tono rabo. It says in the pasuk o lo soy, which is a very unique lashon. Because what is the subsamil? So the Gemara, the Darshans, the Braise Darshans, Olo soy vadai deiche es ha-shabes, veloi sofik deiche es ha-shabes. Zot Rashi. Olo soy vadai deiche ha-shabes, the Bahaikro, ubayoy mashmini, the Yalfine mine, afilu b'shabes, ksiv b'seifei, Olo soy. The mashme miyute. Olo soy shel zeh v'loy shalach. Lumyute Sophikosa. So Memele, if the nimul, if the olus is a sophic, so there's no din, it's not Teichi Shabbos. But exactly sophic is, we'll see later in the Gemara. So that's one meat. Olosoi, Veloi Sophic, Teichi Shabbos. Olosoi, another droshe. Olosoi, Vadai Teichi Shabbos, Veloi Androgynous Teichi Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Androgynous, Doiches HaShabbos, Va'onish Kores. That there's a Chiyuv Kores by Amilus Androgynous. Weiter, Olosoi Vadai Doiches HaShabbos, V'loi Noilad Bein HaShmoshes Doiches HaShabbos. It's a Sophic if it was Noilad, Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, or Shabbos or Meitzoi Shabbos, so the mila is not doiches Shabbos. Olo soy vadai doiches Shabbos, v'loi noilat kshuhu mol doiches Shabbos. But if a person was noilat mol, we'll see exactly what this is in Rashi, this is not doiches Shabbos. Shebei shamai oimrim tzorich klahatef mimenu damritz, so the vial, now we would learn pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is speaking about that the chiyuv of atofes damris, which we'll speak about later also exactly what atofes damris is. The chiyuv atofes damris is zichen adoiche Shabbos. That's the ratio. V'loi noilat kshuhu mohu doiches HaShabbos. That's clear. Shebei shamai oimrim tzorich latif menu dam bris b'choyl. And b'Shabbos, there's no, there b'choyl. And b'shilu loimrim ainei tzorich. So the vow we're learning pshat, that is a machlokes b'shamai u'b'shilu. If b'chlal, if there's a chiyuv of atofes dam bris, but the Barais is saying, afilu, according to Beishamai, over, it's nzicha not doiches Shabbos. That is pshat dvail in this chelik of the Barais. Allah say, vadi doiches HaShabbos le neluk shumol. Neluk shumol is a sophic olak busha. It's a sophic olak busha. Shashabbos is nzicha not doiches. And b'choil, so that's the shaila. Shebei shamei oimrim tzorich latif mimenu dam bris, beisilu loimrim einei tzorich. Omar Rav Shimon ben Alozo, loi nechliku beishamei ubeisilu al noilat pshuhu mol, she tzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris. So Rav Shimon ben Alozo says, no, not the way the Tanakhama says. That in the etzim inyan of atofes damris there is a machloikis beishami beisilu. Rav Shimon ben Alozo says there's no such machloikis. The zicher achiyev atofes damris b'chol. Loinech luku beishami silon loilek shumol shetzorich lahatif mimenu damris mitnei she'ol lakvushi. Because it is a sophic ol lakvushi. Almanechliku, there is a machloikis beishamei and beisilu by hatofes damris. Al ger shenizgayer kshehumo. Ger shenizgayer kshehumo. Is there a din of hatofes damris? Shebeishamei oimrim tzorich lahatev mimenu damris. Beisilu loimrim ein tzorich lahatev mimenu damris. Let us see Rashi. Androgynous, so Rashi says, sophical. That's the second. We hear, Olosoi vadai, Veloi androgynous, seems vadai. Vaisis androgynous is not vadai. That's what Rashi seems to say. Sophical, and then Venoilet Beina, because the droshes Olosoi vadai, Veloi. So Memela, everything that is not Vadai is Nismayit. So all this androgynous is a sophic. V'noilet bein ashmoshes nami. Sophic zmanayu. It is a sophic. Maybe this is the zman. Maybe it was noilet in Shabbos. Sofik Einos Manik, maybe he was born Erev Shabbos or Meitzoy Shabbos. This is another case of Sofik. V'chein, the third case, Noilad Mohul, that we're saying according to everyone, it is not Doiche Shabbos. Sofik, Shema Ola Kvushay. Maybe this is a Ola Kvusha. So what is the exact translation of a Ola Kvusha? Ha'oil Davuk Beboso. That means when you examine the Eiver, one does not see a loose oil. One sees that there's no loose oil covering the Atore. So Memele, but could be, this is not the oil of the Atore. Could be, this is the oil Ha'ola, that is Davuk, Shem, Ha'oil Davuk Bebosa. Maybe there is a oil covering the Atore, but it seems like the oil of Atore, but could be this is the oil Ola. So this is a Sufik Ola Kvushi. It is a Sufik, maybe there is an Ola here, and we can't identify it, but maybe it's not an Ola B'chlot. Ola Kame Pori. Later the Gemara is going to ask, Sufik Kama La Asuye Mai. That means we were just Memayit, So what is that? We started off with the first case. So what is the first suffix? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer lekame yalef milse. Shebei shamei oimrim tzorich lahatik. So memele, so according to the Tanakame, this beraisa that is memayit, this beraisa that is memayit noilad mol, is, and that it's not doiche Shabbos, is going according to Beishama. She Beishama oimim tzorech lahatav, that there is such a musig of atofas dam bris by a sofik olok vushe. Even though there's such a ninevatov as tamriz, but moide the Shabbos loy dochi. The moide the Shabbos it is not doich. And Beisilul holds bechlal that that is according to the Tanikam, according to Rav Shimon ben Eloza. Loy nechleku beishamay beisil al noil kshumo shetzoich lahatev mimeno damriz. So Rashi says, Vaita, why shetzorech lahatev? Chayshinon shema ola kvushi. We're afraid also maybe there is an ola kvushi. And maybe there is an ola kvushi. In Beis Hillel is also moide. Als the sofik ola kvushi, there is a chiyuv of atofas tamris. But again, since it's only al-tzofik, so it is not doiche Shabbos. Where is the amachloikis? Al-ger, the lek is shum sofik ola. A ger mo, ki goin al-vi mo, so memele, by a ger, that is amachloikis, if there's no ola whatsoever, is there an inyan of atofas tamris? So there is a machloikis beishamay and beisilu. Beishamay says that there is an inyan of atofes dambris, and beisilu says there's no inyan of atofes dambris. We have to learn further the Gemara to have a clearer picture, because we shouldn't get fatumot in this inyan of olok fushe, sofik olok fushe. So we learn the sugya vayta. Omar ma, but the beginning of the Baraisa said. The beginning of the Beraisa said that Allah say vaday doiches a Shabbos and not sofik. Omar mar v'loy sofik doiches a Shabbos lasuyei mai. So what is the case of sofik? What is this new case of sofik? Aditano rabbonon ben shive. If a vlad is shiva chadoshim, machalon olav es ha-shabbos, so you machalo Shabbos. that means you make a mila. Zachiyev mila is not an eifel. Uben ches imechalun olaves haShabbos. You don't make a mila. Sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches imechalun olaves haShabbos. You do not make a mila. Zogt Rashi, ben ches, ein mechalun olav, sherei kemeisu, ve ein milosoi mitzvah. A ben ches does not have a din of a chai. It's a nefil does not have a din of a chai. Kemeisu, ve ein milosoi mitzvah. Ve ikashe, efret Rashi, im kein, if he's a meis, lav chilulu. Shereyu kimechatech bipsal meis. So what shall ein mechal and all of us a Shabbos? There's no chilul Shabbos. In the same way, a sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches. So lochay there is a manifshech. If he's a ben zayin, is a chiyav mila. If he's a ben ches, is gonish mit gonish. Is lekamon nami muki hay chilul b'machshirei mila va'ali b'derabi Eleza. Because we are going back, this whole Barais is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Someone says, Pshat Achsach Mir, because we see, according to the Tanakhama says that the miut of V'loi Noilat Kshuhum Mol is going according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai holds that there's a Chiyav Atofas Dambris by a Noilat Mol. According to Beis Hillel, we don't need a miut, because Mechal no Chiyav Atofas Dambris. So Al Kaponim, we see that the Barais is going according to Beis Shammai, according to the Tanakam Al Kaponim. So Memele, so Rabbi Lezo was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so it fits in Al Kaponim. This Barais is a Psa Beis Shammai, did you Barais it? So Memele is going according to Beis Shammai. It's going according to Rabbi Lezo, that Mashir Emil Adoiche Shabbos, Masha'en Kain by a Ben Ches, that is no Chiyiv Mila, so Memele Mashir Emil is not Doiche Shabbos. Zogt die Gemorre weiter, zog die Bereise weiter, ben Shmoine hareihu ke Eben ba'osa le Taltole. It seems that he has a din of a mates, he's a mneifel, doesn't have a din of a chai, so me mele, one is not permitted to be metaltol to ben Shmoine, it's mukze. Aval imoi shoyche umenikosoi mipnei asakon. But this the aim is permitted to do. She doesn't hold the tinnik in her hands. Shoicha minikosai mibnei asakone. So what is the sakone? So Rashi says, mibnei shecholov harbei bidadeho, umeidio lidei choyli. Tachs mirashi in Yivom, Mr. Pehemet Bey says, echmein moron achoyli, it's a lidei sakone. This is what's fragment. Was felt ois the tzeirig sakona on does it also be echetim tzitzu bimutah. But Al Koponim, the Baraisa says, so you could use this tinnik to be meinik from him als Al Koponim, als the tzeirig ha'aim. The Sam Sefer says, so come out, what if there's another tinnik that's muchen to be meinik? Then you wouldn't use this tinnik, he says. If you don't have someone else, you could use this tinnik, bimnea sakona. And Rashi in Yevamos Daf Peyam at Beis says Nivnei Asakone Shel Ha'Ein V'Shel Avlad. So the Sam Sefer says it is very interesting. That means even though now it has a din mace, but the mace it's going to Rashi holds as a din al kaponim, one should not be misavav misosoi now that the child is hungry. So Rashi says, well, kaponim, one should be meinik the child Nivnei Asakone of the Vlad also. There's a very interesting Shilta Gebeirim. The Shilta Gebeirim says in the Bishm the Maltchai that Bechoydish Shashmini, it has a din of an Evan. It has a Teres Nefel. The Nefel is not a Chai. But if it lives till the Chodesh Hachi, then it becomes Ois Nefel. Mamash Atchiyas HaMeisim, Tak, I mean, Atchiyas HaMeisim, a belt. If it lives till the Chodesh Hatshi, it becomes Ois Nefel. So the sometimes it's both. I mean, the zichem is that lachere, that one should be meinik the tinnik out the sakon of the tinnik gufi is a potential. It can become a potential chai. Right. Itmer Rav Omar Haloche Ketaneka. Rav holds the Haloche is like the Tanakam. What's that the Tanakam? Is the Tanakam had said that the whole din of a Tofas Dam Bris, the Chlal, is only a Shtik Teir of Beishamai. A Silo Bechlal don't hold of a Tofas Dam Bris. Ushmuel Omar Haloche Kerab Shimon Ben Alos. Is this Rav Shimon Elozo said a tofas dam bris is a davar muskin, a noilat shuhumol bein lebei shamai bein lebei silu. There's an inyan of a tofas dam bris. Rav Ada the Gemara relates a mais. Rav Ada barade is yaled lei ahu yenuke shuhumol. Rav Ada barade had a yingle that was born Shabbos. And there was a noilet mo. So the bris is supposed to be on Shabbos. Ahadrei atleiser meheloi. So he went to 13 moilin, next Shabbos, that they should make the bris on his yingle. No one wanted to make the bris. They didn't want to make the bris. Because they held, they said, watch out to make the bris. According to the Tanakama, according to Beisham, it's only a din sofik. It's a sofik, maybe there's an ola kvusha there, but it's zichan atoich Shabbos. According to the first lotion, according to the second lotion also, it's only a sofik ola kvusha. So when mele, so it's zichan atoich Shabbos. So out of 13 moilim, he couldn't find one that was maskim to be malusam. So Memele, so he decided he'll be Malam himself. And he was Malam himself. The Tumas Adeshin says that Kochit was a Moil Mumchi, says, else he wouldn't be allowed to make a bris on Shabbos. So himself was a Moil Mumchi. So Lachayra, we have a Raya. Not like the Shach. The Shach says if a person knows how to make a bris, he's not allowed to make a shlich. So Sat Vesef Nisht. Aber Al Koponim, he was Mal himself. Aber Lai the Tzatzak Nisht Gelungin. This was a Neulad Moil. Ad the Shavye Kru Shavcha. He made him a Kru Shavcha. Oma. So now, Ravade Barade. So Rav Ada Bar Ava, we see how Gdoyle Yisrael looked at a Maise, Nebuchadnezzar happened. It was a Moil Mumche, at Gevoltana Mitzvah, and a Pironius came out. How does such a thing happen? Omar Taisi Li the Ovri Adarav. I was Ivan Rav's member. Why? Because Rav said Alochi Kitane Kam. So Alochi Ketane Kame means that the whole din of Atofes Dam Bris is a Machloikas Beishami and Beisilu. So according to Beisilu, there is no such din of Atofes Dam Bris. So Lamaise. So I made a Bris, a Beishami Dike Bris. No. Ein Alochi Beishami Bemokim Beisilu Lein a Mishneh. So Memele, that's why I was Nenash. I was over Adidrei Rav. Omale Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told Rav Ada Bar Ada, Ba'ade Shmuel Lo Yova. He said, the only problem is you are over on Rav. Ba'ade Shmuel Lo Yova, and according to Shmuel, you did do good. Eime da Omar Shmuel, afilu the whole Shmuel that says that what? That Sai Bei Shammai, Sai Bei Silul hold. That is an inyan of a tovas dam bris by noilad mol. Eim adom shmul b'choil. By choil, there's a din of a tovas dam bris. It's a sofik all a kvushim. So meilad is a chiv of a tovas dam bris. Abo b'shabes mi yoma. Abo mi amru. Did someone ever say that Shabbos? Did someone ever say that by Shabbos that a Tofes Dam Bris is Doiche Shabbos? It's a Sofik Ola Kvusha. And for the Gemara, who sova vadai olok vushayi. And for the Gemara, that Rav Ade Barava held, that it is a vadai olok vushayi. It is a vadai olok vushayi. And there's a vadai chiyuv to be mal. In Shai, so there's a vadai chiyuv to be mal, and it's doiche Shabbos also. No, Rav said, Halacha ketanikame. So Mamela the Tanakame says that there is no chiyuv according to Beis Hillel. So Mamela, so that's why he was nefesh. So let's see a little further. The Itma. Rabbi Omar Chayshinon Shema Olok Vushe. Rabbi says that the tam of Atofes Dam Bris is Chayshinin Shema Olok Vushi. Rav Yosef Omar Vadai Olok Vushi. Rav Yosef said is a Vadai Olok Vushi. So see, Rabbi held like Rav Yosef. That is a Vadai Olok Vushi. Omar Rav Yosef Menoa Minelo. How do I know that there's a Tana that holds it's a Vadai Olok Vushi and it's Toiche Shabbos, the Sanyim? Rabbi Elezer HaKapa Oymer Loinech Leku Beishami Beisil Al Nel Gshumo Shetzorich Lahatif Mimenu Dam Ritz. So Rabbi Elezer HaKapa said that what? That Beishami Beisil Al the Zichir Achiyu Vatovez Dam Ritz and Anoilet Mo Al man echleku lechalel oloves haShabbos. The whole machloik is beishamei and beisilul is it daiche Shabbos? Beishamei oimrim mechalun oloves haShabbos, and beisilul oimrim ein mechalun oloves haShabbos. This is what Rabbi Elezer HaKapa said. It's Rabbi Elezer HaKapa said that the machloikis beishamei and beisilul is in chilul Shabbos. Lav michlal. So vaystachois, that's his opinion in the machloikis beishamei and beisilul. Vaystachois, we'll see machloikis Rashi and Taisus. But pashtis vaystachois that there's another tanit that holds that is not the machloikis beishamei and beisilul. If it is doiche Shabbos or not. Lav michlal, the tanit kames ova. And Abelazar HaKapar is chaylik, and the Tanakama holds mechalin olaves haShabbos. That is no machloikis. That's what Abelazar HaKapar is mechadish, that there is a machloikis beishamei and beisilu. If mechalin olaves haShabbos by noilad mo, is it a sofik olakvusha or avadi olakvusha? And the Tanakame that is Chaylikam holds that no, there's no machlokes that everyone holds it's a Vadai Olok Vushi. And this is the Svara of Rav Yosef, and this is the Svara of Avada Barav, that he held it's a Vadai Olok Vushi. And Rav Yosef, who also holds the same thing, it's a Vadai Olok Vushi, brought a Raya from the Baraisa. That's the machlokes Rav Elezer HaKapa and the Tana Didei. Frag the Gemara, how do you know to learn that this is Pshat in the Machlokes? V'dilme, maybe it's the other way. V'dilme tanekame divrei hakel ein mechalin kam. That's sicher. That there's a Machlokes between the tanekame and Rabbi Elezer HaKapa, but how do you know it goes to this extreme? That Rabbi Elezer HaKapa says that there's a Machlokes if there's chilui, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and tanekame holds everyone knows you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, that's Shabbos Fakir. He says it's a machloikis if you're allowed to be mechalal Shabbos, and the Tanakama says everyone knows you're not allowed to be mechalal Shabbos. V'dil metanakama divrei hakalei mechalim koma. So Mamela, what's the raya to Rabbi Yosef? And for the Gemara in Cain, if you will say that the Tanakama holds that everyone holds you're not allowed to be mechalal Shabbos, and Rabbi Elezer HaKapa is saying, no, there's a machloikis, Beishamei holds you're allowed to be mechalal Shabbos. In Cain, Rabbi Elezer HaKapel Taime de Beishamai also Lashmini. So what is Rabbi Elezer HaKapel coming to tell us? Beishamai B'mokim B'Zilula in the Mishneh. So what is he Moisav on the Tanna Kama? The Tanna Kama said no one holds you allowed to be Mechal or Shabbos. And he's saying no, Beishamai holds you allowed to be Mechal or Shabbos. Vos geit miron vos Beishamai al. Beishamai B'mokim B'Zilula in the Mishneh. So darf man doch sagen, verkehrt. The way we started off, that Rabbi Elezer HaKapel says, there's a machloikis if you're allowed to be Mechal or Shabbos. Only Beis Shammai holds, in Beis Hillel holds, you're not allowed to be Mechal or Shabbos. In the Tanna Kamma holds that everyone knows allowed to be Mechal or Shabbos. So that, now it's very good. So the Tanna Kamma said, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to be Mechal or Shabbos. But Rabbi Elezer HaKapel, no, I wish to disagree with you. According to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to be Mechal or Shabbos. Because according to Beis Hillel, it's a Sofik Ola Klushim. Zot the Gemara, no, it's not Muchach. Could be the Tanna Kamma holds, according to no one, you're Mechal or Shabbos. What's that according to no one, you're Mechal or Shabbos? Because Beis Hillel holds Bechlau, there's Bechlau no din of Sofik Ola Klushim, the Nitzah Tofes Tamris. And Beis Shammai holds, and Beis Shammai holds that a Sofik Ola Kvusha needs that Tophos Dambris. And he's coming to say, Leinech Leku Beis Shammai Silu B'Dova Zeh. No, he wants to tell us what Beis Silu holds. According to the Takubi, no one holds you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos according to everyone. But he's coming to tell us that according to you, according to Beis Hillel, there's no chiyuv of a tofas dam bris afilu b'chayil. He says, no, I wish to disagree with you. That the b'chayil, even Beis Hillel holds is a chiyuv of a tofas dam bris, and the whole machlokes is the Shabbos of a b'chayil is a chiyuv of a tofas dam bris. Let us see Rashi. Adera, the Omar in Sorech Lahatif, because Rav says that according to Beis Hillel, Sorech Lahat. The Gemara gefragt, it stimmt nicht nur mit Rav. It doesn't stimmt with Shmuel either. I feel like Shmuel says, Allah Hakev Shimon ben Alozo, aber b'Shabbes miyoma, hosveiko. So what is Pshat in Rav Adah Barab? Who sova, Rav Adah sova, the Vaday Ola Kvushi, that it is a Vaday Ola Kvushi, Umechalalim. Chayshina, Ho the Oma. Rav Shimon ben Alos, now we have a Machloikis, Rabin Rav Yosef. Ho the Oma, Rav Shimon ben Alos, Divrei Hakel, Tzorek Latif, Asveikikom. That's a Rabbalom Pshat. Ubechoil Shema Ola Kvushi. Ulinyin Shabbos Nami Vadai Loi Mechalalinon. Why? Because it is a Sofik. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, Vadai Ola Kvushi, according to Rabbi Shimon Alozo, Umechalalinon. Rabbi Yosef brought a Rai from Rabbi Elezer HaKapa. Lav Michlal de Tanet Kamet, di Rabbi Elezer HaKapa Sova. Divrei Hakel Michalalina Vanoda Omri Kivose. That's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. Rabbi Elezer HaKapa said this Amachloik is Beishami Vesilu and the Vaisa Tanakam Alnitaze. Hari Sinema Mai Dula Michlal de Tanakam Mesova Divrei Hakel Ein Michalal. Could be, according to Tanakam Ein Michalim in Cain, Rabbi Elezer, Taimer de Beishama Yosalashmin in Cain. The Tana La Elmine Oma Divrei Hakel Ein Mechalin Rabbi Elezer HaKapa Da Osi Leflugi Olameima The Lam Divrei Hakel What that someone holds Ya Mechal O Shabbos Ola Beishabi Mechalin Mai Revusa Ashminin Da Beishami Pligi Bo Vos Geit Meron Da Beishami Is Pligi Ha Beishamai Bemokim Beisilul Ein Mishne Mishanino Dulma Ochi Kama Rabbi Elezer Dulma Ochi Kama Rabbi Elezer The Tanna Kamma Dama Bishabas Lish Divrei Hakalei Mechalalin. So what is the Machloikis of Uptayu Bechayl? Dile Beis Hillel Ein Tzorech Latif Menu Dam Bris. Olese, Lenech Leku Bidobo Zeh. Bechayl, even Beis Hillel holds as a Chiyiv Atobes Dam Bris. Alavadai Tzorech Obishabes of the Pligi V'tai V'debei Selul Asa Ashebi. That time of the Beis Shammai in Shabbos, no time of Beis Elul, Chayot. The Bechayot Tzorech. Mafuki mitan nekame do oma lo Beis Elul loy Tzorech afilu Bechayot. Now before we see Tosfos, I'd like to, there's a Pesach Shvera Ir Zoru over here. And it's, as the way the Chazanish puts it, it's a bissel fagreis. But the Chazanish in Yerodeyem, Simen Kufnon Dalet Sivkot and Gimel explains why he understands what the Eir Zerua is speaking about. What Eir Zerua, yeah. So he says like this. The Af, there's a svara to say, the Af im Olok Vushehi, even though we will assume that a Noilad Mol, there's a Vadai Olok Vushehi, Efshel the ein lechayvay misvore. Misvore, one would not be mechayev a noilad mol to make a tofes tamris. I feel we will assume it's avadai olakvush. The kive, the oil ha'ola nichbisha v'nidvikala oil. This oil ha'ola, I feel there is an oil. It's different than every ola. This is mamish attached completely to the Oyer HaTorah. Lav Shema Ola. So afilu we will assume it's Avadei Ola Kvush. It's also not Muchach Misvore that there is a Chiyev Mila. Elo B'Yerushalmi Mardinele. Now if you learn that from a Yerushalmi, Mehimel Yimel, that is a Chiyev HaTofas Dambris on Ola Kvush. The Indian hatofas tambris. It's the Chazanish is explaining the Eir Zerua. What is this Indian of hatofas tambris? The Chazanish explained that the Eir Zerua had a suffix that it could be that the Indian of hatofas tambris is you are mekalef the Eir hadovok from the Atore. That is one mahalach. And that Mahalach, he brings a raya from Rab Ada Bar Ave. Rab Ada Bar Ave made his son a kru shofcha. Vaistois, that he went too deep, but there's an inyan of being mekalef, the oir, the ol hakvushe from the oir ha'ator. Or, it could be it is a srita ba'alme. Just to make a scratch in the ator. Because the Gemara seems to be medame the hatofes tambris of a givoni mol, and the hatofes tambris of a noilat shu mol. Hatofes tambris of a givoni mol is zicha only a scratch. There is no hafrod, there is no klifa what to make. So it could be it is a schita ba'alme. So the Eir Zerua is mesupik in the tsures hadover. What the in of a tofes tambris is. There's also a machlekes apaiskim where lemaise one makes that tofes tambris. I feel we will assume that is a srita ba'alme. The Chazanish holds that a srita should be made b'mokim ha'atore. If it's made underneath the atore, that is not a tofes tambris. I heard b'shem Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, b'shem Rabbi Moshe Zecheinu Levroche, and Emerson, this is brought down also in Shubnes Avnei Nezer, Semin Shin Lamed Dalet, that punkt verkehrt, that the Atore is not the mokim to make the Atofes Dambris, because just like when there is an Ola, there is no Yitzias Hadam by the mokim Atore, verkehrt underneath the Atore, the mokim Achatach of the Ola, there's a mokim of Yitzias Hadam. So therefore, the hatofes tambris has to be made miyad tachas ha'atore. That is the shittes avnei nezer, and after here the moilim feels zech azoi like the avnei nezer, not like the chazenish.
V'loi sofik doiches ha'shabes.
nira lagi, asmachte ba'almel. So Teresa asmachte ba'almel, v'lo yitzvelech kral lahochi. He says, you don't need a posik, this whole drosha is an asmachte. V'heiche teisek adayte lechalel olavas ha-shabbos. Why do you need a posik, v'lo yedanim hu bachi yiv milo iloi? K'de mefarish lekama on the sofik noilid lezayin oilaches. So let's say in this case, that the first suffix is the suffix if it's noilid lezayin oilaches. So the pasuk says it's not toiches Shabbos. Like toch deri, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that it's not toiches Shabbos? Vashteitzer. That he was going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, machshir emila toiches Shabbos, but after machshir emila vada is toiches Shabbos. Achshir emila sofik is not toiches Shabbos. So vashteitzer it's not toiches Shabbos. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me that it's not toiches Shabbos? Poshit, al pichesn, it's not teiche Shabbos. Misofik, it's not teiche Shabbos. That's the first sofik. Umishim noilad bein hashmosh is the second sofik. It's the gmosadov bein hashmosh l'tichnamikro. The mutev, the tibote, al mitzvah smila v'shmini v'sveike, v'sheiv al tase, v'yechal al Shabbos, v'yedayim misofik. So memele, so why do you need these miyutim? There's a very gishmaki kasha from the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, so Taisa says that it's not a, the drosh is not smach the balma. Like the Sfas Emes, a very big kasha. He says, without the posik, that's true, it wouldn't be doiche Shabbos. Why? Misofik. Because maybe he's a ben ches, maybe it was noilad erev Shabbos. Fine. Now the Pasuk tells you that it's not Toiche Shabbos. A Sofik is not Toiche Shabbos. So the Pasuk is telling you if it is a Sofik Oru, but Toiche Svada it's not Toiche Shabbos. L'may Nafkemine. Nafkemine will be, is they'll give him a Asro. They'll tell him, you have a Sofik, a Bein HaShmoshes. You have a Bein HaShmoshes, that a Sofik was born Friday or Shabbos. So, Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be Mechalosh, you're not allowed to make a Mila, Fashteitzer. Maybe he was born Friday. But what if Sgeitam Nishtan? He's going to make the bris. It's the fight city hall. But would you go and give him skila? You can't give him skila either. Maybe he's not a born Shabbos. But now there's a miyut. Olatzi he was a shaykin. So he couldn't bring a kolben chatos because maybe Taki was born Shabbos. Or maybe it's a ben Zayin. But it's a very kikashi. But now the Pasik says, now the Pasuk says that there's a meal that's Sofik, although there's not in Mila B'Shabbos. B'yoyim HaShmini, it says B'yoyim Shabbos, B'sar Olo Soi V'loi Sofik, a Sofik, although there's not in Mila B'yoyim HaShmini. So he's a Vaday Mechal Ol Shabbos. A very Gishmaki Kashif like the Svas Emes. Why does Taisis have to say that it's an asmachte. So Lamaisa the Sfas Emes says, but Taisa doch gerecht, the Gemara didn't learn like that. Because Rashi brings down the Gemara later says that how is, what's the case of the first Sofik? Let's make a Mila Mimonim Shech, if he's a Ben Zayin, so it's a Chiyiv Mila, if he's a Ben Ches, so it's a meis ba'almech. So the Gemara asks, you should make the mila. Frek the Sfas Emes, what's the kashe? Ados gufes of the posit, that you don't make a asoik, if there's a chiyiv mila, if there's no chiyiv mila, the posit says you don't make mila. So what's the Gemara's kashe? So why says the Gemara did not learn that the Pasuk is telling me there's no mitzvah smila. The Pasuk is only telling me you shouldn't do it. Of the tzatzofik. Not more than that. Correct the Gemara. Correct the Gemara. Here's the monomshir. You can't go wrong over here. So much as it's done according to Rabbi Elazar, I'm achshirei mila. Says about the ponim, why the choice from the Gemara, that the Gemara understood that it's not a miut, that is bevadai, what is the miut? The miut says, that a Sofik Olo, you're not Mal de Shabbos. So he wants to say the Niyat is by a Sofik Olo, this is Avadai Nochiv Mila on Shabbos. And from the Gemara you see, no, the Gemara understood that Sofik Chiyav Mila, you're not Mal on Shabbos. Not that there's no Chiyav Mila. That you're not Mal on Shabbos. So that the Gemara said, Mimon of Shechir, you should be Mal. So the Meile, so Taisva says, if that's what the Pasuk is telling us, Frektach Taisva say, you don't need a Pasuk Take, so then it's Poshit. Misavik, you're not Mechal on Shabbos. That's Taisva. So the he says, that's Machta Balmi. Yes, Elon Nidalari. So what's up? So what's about the Pasuk? Ike haikra also landreugene she'einai doichin Shabbos v'noilet malka b'yude v'noilet shehu mot. He says these two drushes, the other, he says the Baraisa put in a whole bunch of other drushes also, but for the other halachas are emes, but that you could figure out without this drushe. The drushe you need for other father eigenes, or for neulad mol. Umiyu. So now Taisha says that your mamayet and eigenes, and your mamayet neulad mol. So you can be mamayet both from the same pasuk. Umiyu loy michad olosay nafke. The ain't svara loymer shkulin v'yavoyushne. Ella treikroiksik, there are two olosos. Chad b'mila b'zmano. B'yayim ha'shmini yimel b'sav olosoy. Chad b'mila shaloi b'zmano. And one is going on mila shaloi b'zmano. The godu. V'ovul zochel shaloi yimel b'sav olosoy. So here we have on the bottom, how could you have a mila shaloi bismana telling us a mir on Shabbos if it's androgynous or mila kvushe? So in the bottom it says, ube derech imene inyin le shaloi bismano ishav levadi endoyche. So it's going on bismana. So the olosoi is not going on shaloi bismana because they've halt not doyche Shabbos. It's going on shaloi bismana. Inami. So Taisvus is saying these two droshes are both emesid droshes, and these two droshes on kochus Taisvus had a scratch up two olosos. Inami kro osa la androgynes, or maybe Taisvus says that the pasuk is coming for androgynes. V'noilat shulmol mispora yodin and dein tzorich lahatir damris. Inami ike krale neule kshehimo v'androgynes letzorich kro v'nachkele Rabbi Yehuda lekamon v'androgynes toan mile v'dechsiv kol zocha v'z a ribuy rabbonu navedoshu l'drosh achites. If you don't ask the kol zocha, if Rabbi Yehuda needs a drosha, so rabbonu don't have this drosha, so mamonim shech there's no chiv mile on an androgynes. Now let us see the marsha for 1 minute. The Masha Frektor Amir de Kekashe. The Masha is page 68. Zot the Masha. So to what the Taisva say, the first Taisva, Taisva said that the Droshe, the Emesa Droshe you need is for Neulad Mohul and Androgynes. Like the Marsha, the Leidom is, for these two you need a Pasuk. The Leidom is La'anu Sveike de Lael, the Oleg Mule. So let's go now by Androgynes. This is an Oleg Mule. The other Sveike is the name of Oleg. Ela the sofik imchayiv lemoyle b'shabesim loy. It's about the other cases. Sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches, sofik ben hashmoshes. Leitzer kol lemayit sveik. Asher ein kein hoche bahani. So the Marsha, but by these two cases, Olek Vushe, or Adroganist, it's recall in Mayit, the Mishunim Hein Olosan. Here the Chesaron is not because it's a Sopik, here it's a different type of Avola. Like Shivi Ola, or Bochel Nami, like Itzach Lemoyla. Kida Omri Beisilu, Benayla Kshehumo, Ein Tzorech Lahatef Mimenu Dambris. So here the Miyat is in the Ola. So he's learning Pshat, that Faker, so the Miyat is that an Ola Kvushe does not have a Teiris Ola for Mila. An Ola of an Androgynist does not have an Ola for Mila. Ubeishamai nami, the matrichi lahatef mimenu dambris, eini elami derabonon. So here he says pshat in the Tanakhame that the miut of olosoi is bain. According to the Tanakhame, the Marsha says the miut of olosoi is that this Ola, it's not a miut in Shabbos, it's a miut in the Ola. That this Ola is Bechlal, not a Machayiv of Mila. And this is Siloit Beishamai and Siloit Beisil. And Beishamai says, you need a Tovas Damris Bechoyl with the Rabbono. Reins of Lame and Andreganis, I got the cause of Tayshi Lakama, the Andreganis, Bada Yu, I Zoch and the Cave, meet the Medias, Mignish Mishim, the Mishun of the Doit. So it comes out, he says, according, now we have to know what happens later. That is according to the Tanakhame. He says, according to the Tanakhame, that Olosoi, according to the Tanakhame, that Olosoi is a meal for Neulad Mo. So the Marsha says Pshat, the Pshat and the Miut is that this is an Ola that is not Machayiv Mila. That is, in that way Beishami says, Yidah Tovas Damris, that is the Mita Rabon. Now, what's the Tzachvaita, you have to know? Rav Shimon ben Elozo, Leinech Luka Beishami Sila, on the Luk Shul Mo, שצורך להטף ממנו דמריס כבני שאולה כבושי so it could be hastes and later we hear it's a Suffolk Ola Kvusha and Vaday Ola Kvusha and what happened over here and then later Rada Baravitz Deiche Shabbos and it's a Shrek though the Marsha the Rabbi Barav said, he says, according to Rav Shimon ben Elozo, he says, it could be, Rav Shimon ben Elozo is chaylik on the Tanakhame, and he says, you Tanakhame, that you use this Olosoi to be Mamayit, Neulet, Kshumol, I wish to disagree with you. He says, Sai Be Shama and Sai Be Silul Ho, that there's a chiyuv mila on neilad mol. If the chiyuv mila is b'teira sofik, of the chiyuv mila is b'teira svadai, that's later machloikis rabbe and rab yosef. But l'cheir is according to the marsha l'cheir is only saying pshat in the Tanakhame. The Tanakhame, I mean, we hear the adrosha of olosoi. Olosoi v'loi neilad kshuhu mol. So in this drosha, that we're memayit a neilad mol in this drosha, the marsha is saying the tzaka miyut in the ola. The other man, the owner of Shimon ben Elozo, because it holds bechal that bechal does no miyut on bechal does no miyut on neilad mol. So memayit him, there's no problem. So memayit according to him, he did so the ola kvush either misafik is mechayiv. Mila or Tzavadi Ola Kvusha, that's a Machlokes, Rabbi Rav Yosef.